Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Masachet Nazir, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, at the second segment of Mishnah Gimel, which is segmented into four parts in our Gemara. The first part, if you recall from the previous podcast, was Stam Nazirut Shloshim Yom, that established the default of Nazirut as being 30 days. In our segment of the Mishnah, right now, we will see three examples of more extravagant expressions that nonetheless result in a 30-day Nazirut and no more. Amar harini nazir achat gdola, harini nazir achat ktana, afilu mikan ve'ad sof ha'olam, nazir shloshim yom. So if you said, I'm taking on a big Nazirut, one single big Nazirut, or one single small Nazirut, or even from here to the end of the world, it's still 30 days. Now, the last phrase is the one that the Gemara is going to focus on, and we will see as follows. Amai, v'hami kan ve'ad sof ha'olam kamar, you said from here to the end of the world, sounds like forever. So hachi kamar, aricha lihana milta kamikan ve'ad sof ha'olam. What you meant is that it's going to seem to me like forever. Now, tanan, let's see if that interpretation works. We have a later Mishnah that we'll see in the next podcast. Haren nazir mikan ad makom ploni. If you say I'm a nazir from here to place X, Omdin kameyamim mikan v'ad makom ploni. We measure how long it takes, so we'll assume here by foot, to get from here to point X. Pachut mishloshim yom, if it's less than 30 days, nazir shloshim yom, then it defaults to 30. V'imlav nazir kiminyan ayamim. If not, if it takes 45 days to get to point X, then you're nazir for 45 days. Now, ve'ema hachinami, according to what you said, why don't we say, aricha liha milta kimikan v'ad makom ploni, why don't you just say it's a 30-day nazirut, and it's saying it just seems like it's going to take forever, like from here to there. Amarava shechzik paderach, so Rava says, essentially, you're right, and that Mishnah is talking about a case where the fellow is already on the road to point X. No, if that's the case, well, they have it called parso, why don't we say every mile marker or parsa marker, whatever distance marker that they use, is a separate nazirut, and we'll see an example of that in a moment, and therefore say that if it's 15 miles from here to there, that means it's 15 nazirut, 15 times 30. So I'm a papa b'atra de lomani parso. Provisionally, right now, we answer it's a place where they don't use mile markers or any sort of distant markers. But we still have other things to use. For they have it called avna v'avna, why don't we use every lodging? After all, we'll see in the next podcast, we said that if you say I'm a nazir like the dirt of the earth, or like the hair on my head, or like the sand by the sea, harez nazir olam, that's a little inexact. Nazir olam means you're a nazir forever, but not a nazir olam. You just have an infinite amount of consecutive naziriyot each of 30 days. So every 30 days you shave and bring the korbanot, etc. Because what you effectively said is, I am taking on the amount of nazirut as per the granules of sand by the sea, as an example. So how come we don't say on the road that it is at least one nazirut for every lodging spot or whatever sort of marker you might have? The answer is kol milta de'ipe kitzuta loktani. That mishnah that listed the hair on your head, etc., was not mentioning things that are countable. They are not infinite, but they're virtually infinite because you really can't count them. V'atanya, harei nazir kol yimei chaya, and here's support for it. If you say I'm a nazir for my entire life, or harei nazir olam, forever, then harei is a nazir olam. That's the nazir olam that we talked about couple of podcasts ago with Avshalom. But if you said a set time, 10 years, 15 years, afilu mea shana, afilu elef shanim, even 100, 1,000 years, which will certainly be past your death, ain's a nazir olam, that is not a nazir olam. You don't get to shave every 12 months, etc. El nazir leolam, you're a nazir forever. In other words, when you set a certain amount of time, and it's a fixed amount, then you're nazir for that long. That's not that. In a case like that, we don't say that you have now these separate units. Now, Rabba Amar Shani Se'aro To'ilu Muvdalot Zumizu. Rabba says that the challenge from hair and from sand and from dirt is not a real challenge, because unlike time, hair, your individual hairs are separated, and therefore, when you're saying kasear roshi, what you mean is like the amount of hairs on my head, which we recognize are a whole bunch of independent units that are way too many to be counted, but they're independent units, so that's how many nazirot you're taking. That can't be the same with distance, because distance is just one area kind of blends into the next. Now, gabi yomi nami haktiv, so when it comes to time, don't we say that each day is distinct? After all, ayer vayvoke yom echad, Right? Day, evening and morning, one day. So the answer is, Hatam lavdim ifsikim yad adihu. That's not there to say that the first day is separate from the second day of the week. So my comrade, what's it there for? Yimama v'leil yachad yomahu. It's there to teach you that night and day are one day. And the night is the beginning of the day. And they're not separate from each other. So therefore, when it comes to using time as a duration, only if you've set a certain amount of years, then it's for that length. You say 100 years, 1,000 years, then that's how long of a Nazir you are. If you say a Nazir forever, then you have the Nazir Olam stipulation. If you use, on the other hand, a physical object, which may be virtually infinite, but does have distinct units, which means ultimately it's not infinite, then you have every 30 days for the rest of your life, Nazirut. Now, Rava says that this entire questioning is just moot, because Lama lach lach shri kuli hai, why are you asking? After all, Shani hatam da haktani harein nazir achat. He says that in our Mishnah it's different because you said harein nazir achat. In other words, Rava sees the harein nazir achat at the opening of our segment of the Mishnah as a template. And he says, therefore, it says harein nazir achat, and there could be achat gdola, or achat tana, or achat mikan miyad sof haolam. Either way, what you've said is it's one Nazirut. That's 30 days. There's nothing to discuss. The Ad Sof HaOlam just expresses your attitude and your feeling about what it's going to be like. Okay, the next Mishnah. Hareinu Nazir ve'yom echad. This is still part of Mishnah Gimel. I'm a Nazir plus a day. Hareinu Nazir visha achat. I'm a Nazir plus an hour. Hareinu Nazir achat u'mechza, or Nazir and a half. Hareinu Nazir shtayim. Automatically, that's two. Why? Because the minute you say Hareinu Nazir, that's 30 days. V'yom echad means another Nazirut, and the minimum of Nazirut is 30 days, and the rest flows from there. So lamali the mina kolana. The only question in the Mishnah is, why did I have to give three different examples of the same rule? The answer is trichid itan Hareinu Nazir v'yom echad, if I only had the first ruling, which is I'm a Nazir plus a day. Hachu namin in Nazirut liyom echad. I would say, sure, there is no such thing as Nazirut for one day. Amtu lahachi kamani tartin. That's why you have to count two Naziriyot. Hareinu Nazir v'sha'achat. If you said I'm a Nazir plus an hour, what you really meant was I'm a Nazir for 31 days. Limni shloshim v'achad yom. So then it should be one Nazirut of 31, not two of 30 each. Kamash malat. Vitana sha'achat. And if I had sha'achat and yom echad, meaning those two cases, shunolo nach the davka, because you're not being very exacting. You're saying a Nazir plus an hour. When you're saying an azir and a half, to machit the dafka, there you're being very exact, and you say you really want kilu 45 days. Maybe it shouldn't be two naziriyot. Kamash malan, kulu nazir shtayim. All the cases are shtayim. Now, if you wanted 45 days, you'd have to say nazir la 45 yamim. Not nazir umechza, because nazir umechza means one nazirut, and then a half a nazirut, which doesn't exist, half a nazirut becomes a full nazirut. Alright, the last piece we're going to look at today is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Hareinu Nazir Shloshim Yom Visha'achat. Now notice, here he didn't say Nazir Visha'ah, because that's a separate Kabbalah. Here he just defines the span as 30 days and an hour. Nazir Shloshim Echad Yom. The ruling is it's 31. Why? She'ein Nazirut L'Shaot. This is a separate rule, which is there is no Nazirut for hours. The minimum Nazirut is 30 days, but with after 30 days, the minimum definition is days. And therefore, an hour becomes the full day. Now, Amar Rav Lo Shanu El Adamar Shloshim Echad Yom. Rav says, when do we say it's 31 days? That's if you say 31 days. Mar Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, but if you said 31 days and a day, Nazir Shtayim, because Shloshim Yom is Nazirut, Yom Echad is another one, and that can't be one day, so it's 30. Now, why is that? Because Rav Savalak Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, and this is a Sugyim Bov Batra, the Darish Leishna Yeterah. Rabbi Akiva, Darish Leishna Yeterah, meaning he interprets extra wording, doesn't mean he interprets extra wording in the text in Tanakh, that we know about Rabbi Akiva, but rather in people's words, right? None. Here's the Mishnah. Lo atabor v'latadut. If a guy sells a house that doesn't include a cistern or scaffolding, avichgatav lo umkavruma. Even though the text, the deed might say to the depths and to the heights, that still does not include those separate structures. Tzarichli kach lo derech to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that a person sells generously, therefore mocher b'ayin yafa, and therefore these two things that are excluded, which are cisterns and scaffolding on some sort of building, are excluded, but nothing else is excluded. And therefore, the only way for you to get to the cistern is to buy back an easement to get into the property. That's Rabbi Akiva. Chum say no. automatically, when the cistern is included, also a path is included. Umod Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva agrees, Bizman Shamar L'chutz Me'elu, if you said Chutz Me'elu, which means you said, except for the born dude, by adding those two extra words, She'enot Tzirich L'kach L'derech. Rabbi Akiva says the fact that you added those two extra words means that you want to add something that wasn't otherwise coming to you. Since the born dude are already coming to you, Chutz Me'elu must be there to add also the easement, and therefore you don't have to buy it. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that the extra wording that a person uses should be understood to be meaningful, and therefore, in the same thing, when a person says Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, as opposed to Shloshim V'Echad Yom, that's why Rav says that's two Naziriyot. All right, everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem with the last podcast of the first parak on Daf Chet Amud Aleph.